Definitely. All right. So welcome and thanks for being here. And if you want to switch off your camera, you can, or you can keep it on. And definitely, yeah, everybody's muted their voices. So I was feeling very strongly all week that it would be good to do a meditation around healing, and then s the song Sending You Light by Melanie Demore kept coming into my awareness, and I kept hearing it, and then I like purposely played it and started singing it a lot. And so I've been on my own healing journey, and I know Anne is in the midst of hers, and I know Tom's had a healing journey, and probably we all have. And some of us are in the middle of something active right now, and some just have something that's been in the past or brewing or whatever. But I know that people can relate to the theme of healing. And the theme of light was coming in. So I ended up deciding, or it kind of was decided for me in a way that I would do something where I wove together the some quotes by Rezma Menakem, who wrote My Grandmother's Hands and a number of other things, and beautiful, very original ideas and writings, and a lot of truth and a lot of healing possibilities in his work, and specifically around race and around our bodies and how they relate to the racial identity that we find ourselves in, or that we claim, and weaving that with the songs "I'm Sending You Light" by Melanie Demore. And to start, though, I'd like to just do a little bit of an intro to help us get kind of settled in our bodies and with our breathing. And then something I often do with the guided meditations is to offer the Sufi healing breaths or elemental breaths that I find very balancing. So it's a good way to start. So let's see. I just want to invite you to sit comfortably or lay down if that's what you want to do, and allow your breathing to just settle in and be relaxed. Find a posture that allows your body to feel at ease. And focus on breathing into your belly, just allowing your belly to relax and expand. And feel that expansion and contraction as each breath moves in and out. And allow your breathing to create space around you. Allow your jaw to relax. And just be aware that you're giving yourself a gift by being here with yourself and being here with us. Releasing cares of the day or the week, allowing ourselves to settle into our bodies, being aware of the seat or the ground, the floor, the bed, whatever we're finding ourselves on. And then, as I begin doing these Sufi healing breaths, I'd like you to visualize light surrounding your body, and it's a very warm and comforting light. And it can be whatever color comes into your mind, whatever color feels right to you or feels very healing for you. And as we're doing these breaths, I just invite you to use that light breathing in and breathing out, imagining that light coming into the body and going out of the body, infusing all your cells with healing. So the first one is the breath of earth, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. This breath is very grounding and connected to the root energy center or chakra at the base of the spine, the root of the body, connecting to the earth energy. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Feeling that light infusing you. And the next is the breath of water, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. This is the breath of the emotions and is centered in the second energy center up in the body, so around the navel. A little bit below the navel. Has to do with the emotions and can be a very balancing breath when you start to feel triggered by something or very upset by something. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breath of water. And the next one is the breath of fire, breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. This breath is centered in the solar plexus area of the body, just below the rib cage. It's a breath of passion and will in that center and in that breath. This breath and this center help us to fulfill our purpose with passion and with a strong will. Breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. And next is the breath of air. Breathing in through the mouth and out through the mouth. This breath is has to do with the mental capacities, but it's also something that you can feel in the throat chakra, the energy center of the throat. Just feeling inspired to voice, use your voice, use your voice. And that doesn't necessarily mean literally your voice. It can be writing. It can be actually using your voice. It can be singing. It can be vocalizing, speaking thoughts that need to be spoken. And when you're particularly connected with your heart, you can bring that heart energy through what comes through the throat energy center. And it also has to do with hearing, being able to hear what is said. And we can also listen through the heart. Breath of air, breathing in through the mouth and out through the mouth. And then the breath of ether. It's a very subtle breath where you're in your imagination, you're breathing through all the pores of your whole body and through the mouth and nose at the same time, just allowing air to move very gently and quietly in and out. And this is centered in the third eye energy center and the crown energy center at the top of the head. Breathing in through all the pores and just barely moving. And then, in whatever way you want to do this breath, just take a deep breath in into your belly. And then it's kind of a cleansing breath. Just breathe out and let everything out that you want to let go of. Still feeling that light infusing all your cells with whatever healing energy that you need and want and are ready for. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. There's a reading by Reshma Menakem. There's a way out of this mess, and it requires each of us to begin with our own body. You and your body are important parts of the solution. Your body, all of our bodies, are where changing the status quo must begin. And I just invite you to take a minute or two to feel into that and what it might mean for you. No matter where you go, no matter where you've been, you'll never walk alone. I feel you deep within. So I'm sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. A key factor in the perpetuation of white body supremacy is many people's refusal to experience clean pain around the myth of race. Instead, usually out of fear, they choose the dirty pain of silence and avoidance and invariably prolong the pain. So just take a moment to consider that for yourself and what it means for you. No matter what you feel or what you choose to show, I'm always there for you. So I want you to know that I'm sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. In today's America, we tend to think of healing as something binary. Either we're broken or we're healed from that brokenness. But that's not how healing operates, and it's almost never how human growth works. More often, healing and growth take place on a continuum with innumerable points between utter brokenness and total health. I walk the path with you. Go slow, dear one, don't hurry. I'll go just like you need to go. There is no need to worry, 'cause I'm sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. Recent studies and discoveries increasingly point out that we heal primarily in and through the body, not just through the rational brain, we can all create more room and more opportunities for growth in our nervous system, in our nervous systems. But we do this primarily through what our bodies experience and do, not through what we think or realize or cognitively figure out. So again, we're just taking a minute to reflect on that for ourselves. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. Just breathing in the healing light that you visualized. Breathing out, just notice what you're feeling in your body and where you're feeling it. And hopefully you can go through your day and your week just feeling held in that love and in that light. And if you have a moment where you lose that, just remember that you can go back to this meditation or back to this feeling in your heart, in your cells. You can sing yourself this song. Whatever brings this back for you. May it be so. And so it is. Amen.